Four MLB players get fresh start after one-year betting bans. Major League Baseball, MLB, has cleared four players to return after their one-year suspensions for betting on baseball ended. With the development, the previously suspended players, Jay Groom, Michael Kelly, Jose Rodriguez, and Andrew Salfrank, can now continue plying their trade in the MLB. However, of the four, only two have secured new contracts with their teams. Kelly rejoined California-based team, the Athletics, and was pivotal in their Thursday's 14-3 win over the Minnesota Twins, with two outs in the seventh inning. In 1 1/3 innings pitched, Kelly gave up no hits, struck out two, and walked one. Quote, "The last day, when he walked out of the clubhouse, I told him to focus on getting through this and continue to prep to be back in the uniform. To have him in a game today and see him have success, it couldn't been a better part of the day." Mark Kotze, Athletics manager. Salfrank has been optioned by the Diamondbacks to the Arizona Complex League. The former clubs of Groom and Rodriguez, the Padres and Phillies, opted not to resign them, making both players free agents. MLB's strict betting policy in action. The four players were disciplined in June 2024 for violating Rule 21 of MLB's sports betting policy, which prohibits players and sports officials from betting on baseball games. Kelly placed bets on baseball matches in the minor leagues while the other three wagered on big league games. They were given one-year suspensions for betting on games they weren't involved in. Had they wagered on any games they attended in person, the penalty would have been a lifetime ban, regardless of whether they played or not. This severe penalty was imposed on Tucupita Marcano, who became the first active player in over 100 years to receive a lifetime ban for gambling on baseball. Between October 2022 and November 2023, the San Diego Padres infielder placed 387 baseball bets worth over $150,000. Of those bets, 231 were on MLB games, including his own team. Banned legends get second chance. Meanwhile, MLB has removed Pete Rose, Shulis, Joe Jackson, and 15 other deceased individuals from the league's permanently ineligible list. While announcing the decision last month, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred stated that the move may lead to players like Rose and Jackson being considered for the Hall of Fame.